one of the many people from Ballarat who works here at Meredith is Mr. Paul Haynes. Paul, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you?
What are you doing here? You're sitting behind this big trestle table with a big bunch of pieces of paper here. What happens here?
Answering questions. Pointing people in the right direction. Lots of sort of questions. Lots of sensible questions.
Well, this is the legendary Info Tent. Now, Paul, how long have you been doing it for?
I don't know, 10 years, I suppose.
10 years?
Something now, like that.
You've seen the festival grown over 10 years. How has it changed for you?
Oh, I was actually here before that. I was here right at the start in 91, 92, and those era, you know, in that era. And that was quite different then. There was, you know, sort of 200 people here, and everyone had campfires going, and it's a little community, a lot more of the hippie sort of culture back then. But obviously, it's grown. You know, it's about a million times bigger. There's like 10,000 people here now. It's a well-oiled machine now. So it's I think it's fantastic. I think the guys still do a really great job.
And for people who've worked at all ends of the festival, you've been on stage playing here. What year did you play here?
I think we played here in around about... We did a couple of years. I think it was 94 and 95, something like that, I think. Yeah.
The legendary fat thing. And now you're an elder, a gentleman who takes care of things. What kinds of things do people ask you? What kinds of questions do you get here in the info tent?
Yeah, now I'm a bureaucrat. And most common questions are, where can I buy ciggies? Have you got lost and found? I've lost my phone. Where can I buy beer? Is there an FPOS on site? Where can I get sunscreen? Is there first aid somewhere? But then you get the ones at 4 in the morning, people say things like, I don't know where I'm camped. And you go, well, I don't know what I can do about that, mate. You know, good luck with that one. But generally, yeah, just sort of things like, we just send everyone the right direction. People want to know where the showers are. And
now, you said there's that change from the hippie thing over the years. Is it the crowd itself? Has it become like a macho, bogany crowd? Or is it... What kinds of people come here and how's it changed over the years?
I think it's kind of evolved. I think the audience is still basically kind of, you know, the same. There's still the same culture. It's still that same sort of Melbourne picked up and moved to, you know, to the bush for the weekend kind of culture. And then you get a lot of the older crowds still turn up. I think it's one of the only ones where all the older crowds still turn up and, you know, get shit-faced. You know, run amok, leave the kids at home, which I think is great. It's just fun, and then there's a lot of young crowd here too, and everyone has a good time. So I think the actual vibe has stayed the same. They've never sort of gone down the road of corporate sponsorship or anything like that, so they've always kept true to their values. They support the community, you know, the community supports them, and it's still all about the same thing, and the guys that do it still love music, you know. So I think their heart and souls are in the right place. The only thing that's really changed is probably just the size, really, you know.
What's the greatest band you've ever seen at Meredith coming here in 19 years?
Oh, I think definitely one of my highlights would have to be Dirty Three with the lightning going off in the background. And, you know, just as they hit stage just as it sort of, as the sunset, and then as soon as they started playing, a lightning storm erupted behind them, and there was lightning on either side of the stage, and that was pretty memorable, that one. I don't think anyone who was here would ever forget that gig. That was amazing.
Indeed, it's the year I didn't bring a camera.
Yeah. Oh, mate, things I've seen here which I had a camera for, it's just... You know, I went back to our campsite before, and somehow half of our site, everyone had set up couches and everything up in a tree. So they're hanging up sort of 10 feet up in the air. With somehow they've got a couch up there, and they're all sitting in a couch in the tree. All right, that's pretty stupid, you know. Only at Meredith.
why are people so well behaved generally at this festival? Is it some sort of loyalty that they've built up for the audience to come to?
I think people have a bit of a sense of ownership to this festival. They like it, you know, it's sort of their festival, you know. It's not like the big day out where every blow-in comes along and runs amok and causes trouble. You know, that's the big day out. But people love it, you know. They really love being it. They love telling their friends about it. No one wants to wreck it, I think. And people respect the fact that you can still bring an Esky here, you know. No one else you can do that. So there's some nice qualities to it that have stayed because no one's wrecked it for it. You know, things get wrecked by someone being an idiot. People haven't as yet wrecked this festival. And I think that, just like I was saying before, you can bring it. You know, you can bring an Esky in here. And there's nothing, no else you can do that, you know. And that's, you know, everyone brings couches and sits around the couches. And people, like, you know, I work here on the Lost and Found. And people hand shit in, and we get handed wallets with money still in them, you know. And I reckon that's great because you get that all the time. And I don't think you get that at a lot of other festivals. But yeah, it's good fun.
So I see the line sort of backing back here at the info tent while I'm talking to you, Paul. Is there a particular band you come here for this weekend, or is it just about every December for the second weekend I come to Meredith?
I think funnily enough, as I've been coming so many years, I think I've seen less and less bands each time I come here. It's become more about hanging out at the campsite with mates drinking beer, you know, and then you go down to the stage and see what's on. There's always a few highlights. You always go, I want to see John Spencer's band today. I want to see Jarvis Cocker. I want to see Paul Kelly. And but generally speaking, it's more about just the whole weekend away from, you know, it's a chance to live, you know, live out of a tent, you know, have beer for breakfast, and laugh at your mates doing stupid things like setting up couches up on top of trees. You know, it's and I mean, I've seen people doing bombs in the middle of the bar and into the mud floor. I've seen people riding dolphins down slopes. You know, it's just, I've seen spacemen walking around. You know, it's just, it's quite ridiculous and therefore good.
Why are people dressed in animal outfits this year?
I don't know, maybe something to do with the Animal Collective playing, perhaps?
Yes.
Or they're just silly.
Just silly. Indeed. Paul Haynes, thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
No worries, mate.